Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I'm already getting emails that people are making pledges. They're not able to make the full $100, but they are sending in the money. And so it is starting to happen here. And, of course, thanks to Julie for making the amount for the CD. And we're going to be keeping this fun drive going for a little while longer. So down the road, we're going to have some other premiums here. Official What Really Happened coffee cups and stuff like that we'll be giving out. Limited amounts because we're actually covering the cost of all this out here at whatreallyhappens.in. But it's all in a good cause. It's to basically get the word out to more and more people during this. It literally, it's a war. Remember James Carville used to run, "That's a war. That's a war out there." And it's a war between the money junkies and the rest of us. And it really comes down to that here. So thanks to everybody who has called in and donated. And for those of you who haven't, shame on you, you cheapskates. We're going to take down your names and tell the president that you're all Muslim terrorists or something like that. All righty, moving right along. do you remember not too long ago where the United States started putting all these oil sanctions on Iran? "You're not going to be allowed to sell your oil for dollars." And Iran said, "Okay, we'll sell it for other stuff." And the U.S. was trying to act tough, and "We're going to strangle Iran with sanctions, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do that." Well, the net result of all of this is that the United States and Europe's economies have been harmed by the oil sanctions against Iran. But Iran's oil revenues have gone up by an estimated $10 billion U.S. because they're now dealing in other currencies and they're dealing with other nations who are perfectly happy to do business with Iran. So it's like the old cut off your nose to spite your face. The U.S. government further weakened and destroyed the American economy just because Israel said we got to be tough on Iran. And now it's coming back to haunt them again. Our economy is at such a delicate edge. We shouldn't be taking risks like that. We shouldn't be taking risks about increasing the price of gas just so that we can act tough with Iran. It's stupid. It's reckless. It's very, very dangerous. Oh, my goodness. Alrighty, there we are. Let's see. Now, what depression? Upswing in arms sales to more than $400 billion. There is a segment of the American economy that is doing very well. It's called the military-industrial complex. Close behind it is the security-industrial complex. Lockheed Martin, BAE Systems, Boeing are top arms dealers. No money for life in this country. Plenty of money for death. No money for education. No money for hospitals. No money for fixing the roads. But boy, we got all the money it takes to make the machines to kill our fellow human being. And they are very expensive. There's this wonderful little play called Man and Superman by George Bernard Shaw. And the third act of it is often performed as a standalone piece called Don Juan in Hell. And years ago when I was in college theater, I played the devil. Yeah, I know, typecasting. And one of the best lines out of that whole George Bernard Shaw work was the devil saying, "There's nothing in man's industry but his greed and his sloth. His heart is in his weapons." And that's certainly true. That was kind of hammered home the other day when I learned that the Tomahawk cruise missile has something like 18 kilograms of silver in it. We put more jewelry on our weapons than we do on our wives. I think that's a little sick here. All right, we're coming down here to our first commercial break here. Phone lines are open. Donation lines are open. People are starting to call in. You got to do it, or Republic's just not going to be around any longer. And then the money junkies will have you in their clutches. So we'll be right back after these commercials.
Oh, yeah. In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And the sad truth is that we can't make it here anymore in this country. The money junkies want to drive the minimum wage further down. I've got a little interesting story here that sort of betrays the attitude of the money junkies. We have this story where the Bank of America earnings forecasts are getting smaller and smaller. It's dragging down their stock. By the way, it was a lousy day on the stock market today. I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt and say that's probably why you're not picking up the phone and calling in to donate to RBN, because the stock market got hammered and everybody's very flinchy right now. But you might want to think about RBN as an investment in the future of the nation, and the dividends that it will pay may not be something that will jingle in your pocket, but it's something that you will be able to leave to your children with a certain degree of pride. So please pick up those phones. Please pick up those phones. So getting back to this thing about Bank of America, their earnings are going down. Their earnings are going down. And Matt Taibbi has been writing in the Rolling Stone that Bank of America may be in serious, serious financial trouble and on the verge of asking the U.S. government for yet another taxpayer bailout. So we're down to this situation where the money junkies are going to go on taking your money until you are willing to stand up and say no, collectively. But despite all this, despite Bank of America's declining earnings and indications that it's in trouble, and it's raising all of its fees to try and gouge more money out of its customers, It's the reason we're not with Bank of America anymore. Bank of America, Merrill Lynch have donated money to the Museum of Art in Tel Aviv to pay for the restoration of five paintings by Marc Chagall, who I never even heard of before this article came along. But for art students here in the United States of America, what are they getting that? Higher interest rate on all their education loans and a job market that won't let them pay it off. How wonderful that these financial institutions that make so much money off the American people are so worried about the culture in a foreign country, but don't really have much to do about it here. Kind of an interesting little situation there. As I mentioned earlier in the show, we got a caller on the line. Let's see, Chad in Canada. Aloha, Chad. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I wanted to talk to you about Obama, and I want to preface what I'm going to say with that I'm a long-time listener, a long time what I would consider member of the freedom movement. I've been awake for quite so many years. I believe there is a Zionist influence to what's going on in the world today. I also believe this is it's in banker influenced, money influenced. I believe it's multifaceted. And my current analysis of Obama, I think everybody's got it wrong. You look at all the changes that are going on in the world today, from the Arab Springs to the non-committal to help Israel invade Iran. I do believe that Obama, if given the chance, in four more years will make a change. And I hinge that on...
I didn't mean to be impolite here, but I understand Obama's entire election campaign is, I promise I'll do better. But I'm sorry, he's had 4 years. He campaigned on reversing the Bush agenda, both for the economy and the wars, and he didn't do it. And you need to understand something. Once a president wins his second term, he doesn't owe anybody anything because he can never run for office again. He's basically done. So if Obama wins a second term, and I fear he's going to, because he can defeat Mitt Romney. The only GOP candidate he couldn't defeat was Ron Paul, and the GOP obligingly kept him out of the running. So if Obama wins a second 4 years, he is not going to be afraid of the American people. He's not going to be afraid of the voters. He's not going to be afraid of money. He will do whatever those little voices in his head that he confuses with the will of the invisible man in the clouds tell him to do.
I definitely see your point, and I hear what you're saying. But I would also like to include that President Obama is the first black president in American history, and history will remember.
What has that got to do with anything?
I'm not black.
What has that got to do with? No. Listen to me. You've just set back the whole civil rights movement by about, 20, 30 years. His skin color is irrelevant to his job performance.
It wouldn't matter if
he was black, white, green, pink, red, or chartreuse, or had a plaid skin. He's lousy at the job. He has failed to keep his campaign promises to the people. He needs to be fired. Not that Romney is going to be any better. Okay, I'm sorry. This idea of give him another chance, no way. I think he's going to get his second 4-year term because his campaign has played the same game that Nixon did in the second term. They have sabotaged the one candidate who could actually challenge him for the White House. That's Ron Paul. And they've made sure that the GOP is going to field a candidate that Barack Obama is going to eat for lunch. And Obama is going to play the race card, as this phone call just indicated. He's going to try and play the race card again. That's why they had to get, Herman Cain out of the GOP race as quickly as possible. And I'm willing to speculate here that Obama is going to dump Joe Biden and he's going to tap Hillary Clinton as his vice president to forestall the GOP running a female vice president candidate. And he's going to do everything he can to get his second 4 years. I think they're even trying to fan up this whole birth certificate nonsense again to play that for sympathy. They're trying to get this whole thing going on again. Oh, birth certificate, this or that. And then just before the election, Obama's going to come clean on the fact that his real father is Frank Marshall Davis, and he's going to spin it, how dare you attack the memory of my dead mother for her youthful indiscretions, and he'll cry and tear up, and he'll ride the tide of public sympathy into his second term. So the reality here is, in my book, Obama does not get a second chance. He's had 4 years to show the kind of president he's going to be for this country. We have learned our lesson well. okay? We voted for him the first time because he was black. If we vote for him a second time, it's because we're stupid. And I don't intend on being stupid. Not that McCain was any better a choice. Every 4 years, we seem to get into this situation of having to vote for the lesser of two evils as president, and the lesser of two evils is still going to be evil. And it's a stupid way to run a country. It really is. And I'm angry and I'm frustrated. So anyway, all right, going to calm down. Calm down. Take a few deep breaths here. We have had, another donor has called in. First name only, John, has donated for a CD. So good. All right. That's starting to happen here. And maybe we can get some momentum going. And again, it's not about the CD, and it's not about making anybody rich beyond dreams of avarice. I mean, that's Rush Limbaugh's thing. It is about keeping Republic Broadcasting on the air. It's about allowing it to grow and expand. Because all the big corporate money is going to the big corporate media that are being paid to basically lie to you about Iran's nuclear weapons and the rest of it. If you want to know what's really going on in the world, the alternative media is absolutely necessary. And I'm not saying we have everything 100% right all the time, because we don't have the resources. We don't have satellite trucks. We don't have remote units in the field. We don't have any of those toys. We're basically sitting and researching online. We're doing our own analysis. We're writing our own copy. We're basically putting it up there because we understand. For the first time in the history of this country, the American people overwhelmingly understand that the government, the public schools, the corporate media are all lying to us. We are the most lied to people on the face of the earth, and right now we are being lied into wars of conquest in which our children will be dying very horrible, bloody deaths. And the only people who can stop it is all of you who are listening to this show and picking up the phones and calling the donation line. Because there is no cavalry coming. Batman is not going to show up and smash the League of Shadows. Superman is not going to come down out of the sky and grab the evildoers and take them away. The cavalry is not coming over the hill. The Savior is not going to appear and make everything all better. If you want to live in a better world, you're going to have to make it happen yourself. And step one is grabbing that phone, dialing 800-724-2719, and pledging anything that you can to help get the truth out to the world. This is Lord of the Rings time here. Sauron in his mountain of power is getting ready to lay war all over the planet. And us little people out here are trying to find a way to stop him. So, anyway, thanks to John, and we'll be getting your CD out there to you today. Alrighty, let's see. Alan Stanford found guilty 13 of the 14 charges, $7 billion Ponzi scheme. That's two out of how many thousands of crooked Wall Streeters that should be in jail. There's been another assassination over in Bangladesh. A Saudi diplomat has been gunned down by an unknown party, but the media is saying, it might be Iran, which tells us it was actually Israel. Eastern Libya has broken off into its own autonomous region because they're not at all happy with the Libyan rebels. And so Libya's National Transitional Council, which is an imposed government that has not been elected by the people, is saying, you can't do that. We're going to launch war to conquer the rest of the country. Okay, another listener named Jeff has donated for a CD. All right, this is starting to go. Claire was unhappy. She thought people didn't like her music, so we're going to be getting those out there. That's wonderful. Thanks an awful lot. I really do appreciate it. And all right, so moving right along here, let's see. Okay, I'm hearing the music for the commercial. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back. Thank you for donating. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
body is constantly fighting off the invaders in the way of bacteria, viruses, pathogens, and so forth. The colder weather is a winter wonderland for these guys. What you need to do all the time, but more so during this season, is to strengthen your immune system. And you can do it with Daniel Chapter 1's A and B Biotropins. Acidophilus and Bifidus from frozen human strain is your frontline defense to the invaders. For years, Daniel Chapter 1's customers have been using A and B Biotropins. They've found that they are so effective, it's common for them to do them regularly to keep their immune systems in tip-top shape. Protect yourself with A&B Biotropids. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. For a discount, use promo code 200A. That's promo code 200A.
Extend your life.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Teravim. Teravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesense, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Teravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit teravim.com.
And the Fed, and the Fed, and the Fed, the Fed, the Fed, the Steel and the Fed, the America, and the Fed,
they say to all of us,
and the Fed, the Fed, the Fed, gonna take us, and the Fed, all of us together.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And Dan in the control room was telling me about handling that comment about, you know, being black and making that an issue for the election. But you know something? Obama trying to make being black an issue for this election, it's silly. It's ridiculous. It's trying to play on the history of slavery in this country. And you know something? Slavery was wrong. It was wrong. And you know something? It happened before any of us were born. It's not part of us. Whatever happened, it's like, you know, Israel constantly trying to get what it wants by waving around the history of World War II. It all happened before we were born. Can we all agree to live in the present? Now, in my case, anybody who comes in and screams racism is heading into a buzzsaw, because my ancestors actually ran one of the stations on the Underground Railroad, helping the escaped slaves run up to Canada. So if I were to show up in Canada today, 21st century, and knock on the doors of the descendants of those slaves my ancestors helped to escape, and I demanded payment, what do you think would happen? I'd be laughed off the front porch, and justly so. Had I been alive back then, I would have helped, yes. But I wasn't. It's got nothing to do with me. what happened in the antebellum South with the black ancestors has nothing to do with me. I don't agree with it. I didn't like it. But it's got nothing to do with me. And so for coming here and say, oh, well, you know, we've got to vote him in because he's black. No, we don't. We vote him in because he can do the job, or we vote him out because he hasn't done the job. We're talking about the presidency of the United States of America. If at first you don't succeed, you're out of here. We're going to go to the phones here. Let's see. Oh, let's see. We've gotten another donor, Esther, first name only, donated for the CD. So we're going to be getting that. All right. This is looking really good. Momentum's building. Come on. We've only got a half hour left before we shut off this particular premium. We're going to go to the phones. Heather in Illinois. Aloha, Heather. Welcome to the show. What's on your... Whoa.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Biodegradable.
Hey, I agree completely with you about the Obama and using the race card where I live at. In Illinois, it is very prevalent to use the race card against white people in our area because they feel like we're owed something. And when Obama came in and won, it just... It was like, boom, you know, everybody, if you said one boo about being black or African-American and you were white, oh, you're being racist. But it's not about, you know, you're right, he's not doing his job.
No,
you know?
He isn't.
And just sometimes when I talk to people, and I mean, I don't know how you are, but listening to people who don't know what's going on, talking is just comical. Because they don't
well,
have
they
a
want
clue.
To feel they want to feel like they're part of the process, but they're too lazy to actually go out and look at the issue. So they grab the first slogan that comes along, and they go with the first person who looks really good on TV, and the media says, "Oh, this is the person you want," and they say, "Yes, I must support Obama." And then the media comes around and says, "You should never support Ron Paul." And half America saying, "We can support Ron Paul." And it allows them to act like they're informed and in touch with the American political establishment without actually doing the work necessary to figure out what's going on.
Absolutely.
And it's very, very dangerous. It's campaigned by sloganism or jingoism. And it is how nations, not just this one, it's how nations get led into wars and really, really bad, bad choices.
Absolutely. I mean, We're I've completely quit watching the national horror media.
Yes.
I pretty much get most of my news on the internet. And when you tell people that, they look at you like you're nuts. When you tell them you've quit watching the sports because it's just ridiculous and stupid.
Yeah, but have you noticed that number of people laughing at you for getting your news on the internet is getting smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller? The numbers show it. Our readership is up. RBN's listenership is up. The total viewership for the corporate news is way, way down. They argue back and forth with market share for the benefit of their advertisers. What they never talk about is total viewership figures. Those have been in decline for a decade.
Yes. And you know, but my biggest thing is like when you post stuff on Facebook, and I have a relative who is very pro-Obama, anytime I post something against Obama or point out a fact of something that's going on in the country that has to do with Obama or one of his little cronies, she goes absolutely nuts. How could you say that? He's our president. You're supposed to support him. Okay, well, I want to support somebody who's competent in doing his job. Not somebody who's being bought and paid for by corporations and who's not doing his job. His job is to lead our country, not dig us in deeper into a hole.
Well, I'll tell you what you're dealing with. I'll tell you what you're dealing with here, and this is an aspect you need to pay attention to. Mm-hmm. A lot of Americans, and we're getting back to those who want to feel like they're part of the political process but don't actually want to spend the time to really educate themselves as to what's going on. They grab onto a figurehead, and they become what's called a part of a personality cult. They're clinging to Obama because they worship him or they idolize him, and they project their own personality onto him. And so they won't tolerate criticism of Obama because it's perceived as criticism of themselves. And this is how cults and fanaticism are born, and Obama plays that very, very well.
Can't we consider calling those people sheeple then because they just follow the flock? You know, they follow...
Absolutely. Those are the sheeple. You are dealing with a sheeple right there. Okay, we got to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the call, Heather. Sorry you ran out of time. We'll be right back.
Because you can handle the truth.
Modern medicine has given doctors miraculous powers. Using 21st century imaging technology, surgeons can peer inside the human body in extraordinary detail. Unfortunately for patients, there's virtually no transparency in the billing process. Too often, patients agree to surgical procedures without understanding the full cost of treatment. But all that is about to change. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is revolutionizing medicine with affordable surgical procedures and completely transparent pricing. Their board-certified surgeons perform over 7,000 surgeries per year at a fraction of the cost charged by traditional providers. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is perfect for individuals without insurance and people with high deductible plans. If you have a health savings account or self-funded plan, you should definitely consider our services. We even welcome patients from Canada and around the world. Check out our website for all-inclusive pricing at surgerycenterok.com. That's surgerycenterok.com. Or give us a call at 405-475-0678.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
What?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We've had another donor for the Isle of Sanctuary CD, and I'm going to apologize up front. I hope I don't butcher this. The first name is Roshanak. And it's a lovely name, and I hope I said it correctly there. The phone number for donations, 800-724-2719, 800-724-2719. Less than half an hour to get hold of an autographed CD and help Republic Broadcasting grow and expand and carry the fight for truth to the doorsteps of the enemy. We actually do have the initiative in this war, and now it's just going to be it's a war of attrition. You know, whether the money junkies quit first or whether the American people quit first. And while individually we may not have a great deal of wealth, collectively, 330 million Americans, we do have the means to stand up and defeat the 1% or money junkies. We really absolutely do. We need to do what Putin did in Russia. Kick out the oligarchs. And then we'll have a much, much better nation. We're going to go to the phones. Joe in Brooklyn. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Aloha.
Aloha.
There's something unusual event because you work for NASA. There was an event that happened during the there were certain events that happened, like the original Apollo program. Ross Perot was actually on Larry King. He said, Larry, there's intelligent beings that have a base on the moon. And I'm not making it really the video of him saying that exists. He said it on TV, and Larry King, CNN.
Well, Ross Perot said a lot of things that some made sense and some didn't. Now, the reality is that the moon has been very thoroughly surveyed by Russian spacecraft, American spacecraft, and now Japanese spacecraft. And the Japanese spacecraft is able to see all the Apollo landing sites. So if there was any kind of an intelligent civilization up there, it would be quite visible by now. And the moon is a very inhospitable place for life. It's very anhydrous, hard radiation on the surface. So Ross Perot, at least on this issue, we're going to have to agree to disagree.
Rentz also mentioned it too. But, all right, another thing.
I'm going to disagree with Rentz on this, okay? I'm sorry. You know, and it would be visible long before now in the various spacecraft. The new selene that the Japanese have up there is imaging the entire surface of the moon in such amazing detail. And for anybody who's into geology, it's a lot of fun to look at those images. It really, really is. And like I said, they're able to see the Apollo landing sites, the rover, and even the footprints are still visible. It's amazing after all these years. All right, thanks a lot for the phone call, Joe. We're going to let you go. And we're going to talk about something that's a little bit more serious and down to earth. And this, of course, is Eric Holder, who's out there trying to make the case that the United States government, specifically the President of the United States, has a legal and constitutional right to have American citizens killed without due process, without a trial, no jury, no appeals process, nothing. And his justification is we can't get to these people for a trial and they're plotting to murder Americans. And because they're plotting to murder Americans is why it's okay to kill them. But as I said earlier in the show, Holder is wrong. We have two centuries of history in this country of first-degree premeditated murder trials arguing against it. Americans do plot to kill other Americans on a pretty much regular basis. Spouses plan to murder spouses. Victims of the crimes take the law into their own hand. Mafia are whacking each other's button men, and they're all American citizens. And they still get their day in court. This is Holder basically taking the doctrine of preemption down to a personal individual level. Forget about due process, proof beyond a reasonable doubt, presumption of innocence. The new rule is he needed killing. The president says he needs killing, boom, he's going to be gone. That's what they're trying to sell you, this idea that the Bill of Rights shouldn't apply to American citizens if the president says they don't. But remember, rights are not granted by the Constitution. They are only recognized. And if the president can rescind a right at will, then it was never a right. It is merely a privilege bestowed by a master on a particularly obedient slave. And so Eric Holder is out there trying to say, yeah, it's okay for the president to kill Americans he thinks really deserve it. And we've already seen where that goes. We've got these drones going into places like Pakistan, and it blows up 30 or 40 people. Well, they all deserved it. They were all terrorist suspects. Well, how do you know that? Well, you see that bloody splotch on the ground? It wouldn't be a bloody splotch if they weren't terrorists. And it's that whole circular logic. Now, the reason the creators of this nation set things up the way they did, with the requirement of due process, probable cause, issuance of warrants, so forth and so on, was the recognition that governments are inherently evil and oligarchical, and basically political power is going to attract the very sort of people who shouldn't be allowed to have it. We recognize that today. And so all of these controls were put on the government in the recognition that sometimes people are prosecuted just because the government feels they need to prosecute somebody, and one patsy is as good as another. That's what happened with the case of Bruno Richard Hauptmann. It was a big, huge political public relations stink. J. Edgar Hoover milked it to make the FBI more important to get jurisdiction over these kinds of crimes in the government, and in the nation, rather. there was a cover-up going on. It's the real reason for the baby's death was a personal family scandal. And everybody was feeling the pressure. The crime had to be solved. The public demanded the crime be solved. And so they found this immigrant, Bruno Richard Hauptmann. They concocted a case against him, which, by the way, Hoover's FBI lab actually, in hindsight, they found out, fabricated the evidence. And they executed Bruno Richard Hauptmann, and it's pretty much recognized looking back that he was innocent. They just, the government and the politicians needed somebody to fry, and Hauptmann was it. Same thing with James Earl Ray, the accused assassin of Martin Luther King. Ballistics test had proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that the gun that belonged to James Earl Ray couldn't have fired the bullet that killed Martin Luther King, because the bullet that killed Martin Luther King did not have this gouge on it that should have been there from a manufacturing defect on James Earl Ray's rifle. So the FBI petitions the court for a new ballistics test and then stalls and stalls and stalls and stalls until James Earl Ray dies in prison. Then the judge says nobody else has standing in this case and drops the whole thing. People get railroaded. People get wrongfully arrested. They get wrongfully convicted. They get wrongfully executed all the time. And the only way that you keep that from becoming a runaway epidemic of government simply killing anybody they don't like is by enforcing those rights in the Constitution. Due process, probable cause, trial by jury, requirement of proof beyond a reasonable doubt, no self-incrimination, no use of torture. Because we're going down a very slippery slope here where now there are going to be state-sanctioned assassinations of American citizens. And so in a completely unrelated story that has nothing to do with anything I just said, we're getting word now that Obama impersonator Steve Bridges has been found dead in his home in Los Angeles at age 48. Apparently, Obama was deeply offended by Steve Bridges' impersonations. And he had just returned from a tour in China and was found dead in his home next day. No cause of death given. They're calling for an autopsy. And, of course, this has absolutely nothing to do with the preceding story. So please keep that in mind. Meanwhile, during Super Tuesday, six members of Mitt Romney's family are out there on the campaign trail for Ron Paul. That's something very, very telling here. Let's see. Other story here. Oh, this is an interesting one. The Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency has built a cyborg cheetah that is able to run 28 miles per hour in a test. It's the land speed record for a robot running on a treadmill. And DARPA has spent millions and millions of dollars developing this cyborg cheetah because apparently the terrorists are building cyborg goats or something along that line here. Now, there's an interesting story regarding some of these hacker groups. First of all, a little bit of a flashback. At one point, it was admitted that about one out of every four of these computer criminals, the hackers, the bad hackers, the black hats, are already working as FBI informants. They have been recruited by the FBI to hack in the name of democracy or whatever it is that they're doing here. And I had been concerned about these so-called hacker groups, the hacker armies, Lulz, Sec, and Anonymous. And I was suspicious of Anonymous, first of all, when they were backing Julian Assange at a time when he seemed to be doing nothing more than promoting pro-Israel propaganda. And mostly because both Anonymous and Lulz, Sec were carrying out hacker attacks against government computers and corporations and institutions that served to justify government calls for more draconian controls on the internet. And it turns out today now that the guy running the Lulz Sec hacker group is an FBI asset and just ratted out his entire organization to the FBI. And there's nothing new about that. Remember back during the Oklahoma bombing, the federal building where there was this place called Elohim City was supposed to be this Christian separatist, you know, white terrorist, racist, Christian fanatic group. And it was founded and run by this guy named Robert Miller, who turned out to be an FBI asset. I remember there was a time when the Tri-States Militia, back when they were trying to say, oh, militias are forming in the country. They're the new domestic terror. You got to be afraid of the domestic militias. And it turned out the communications coordinator for the Tri-States Militia was an FBI operative. The FBI sets these groups up so the media can say, you have terrorists in your midst. Ooh, bad terrorists. Be dependent on the FBI and the government. Be dependent on the police. Listen to us. We're the only people who can save you from the evil ones in your midst. And it turns out they're all manufactured by the FBI. Like this most recent situation where they found this undocumented Iranian. They gave him the explosives, said, go stand in front of the Capitol building. And then they arrest him and say, terrorist, terrorist. The government actually has to manufacture the enemies with which the media will terrorize you. And that's really what it comes down to. Who's really the source of terror in this country? It's not Al-Qaeda. It's not the toilet. It's the American media. And it's the FBI creating all these fake terrorist groups to scare you with. It's Adam Perlman, who poses as Adam Gadon to scare you. It's Joseph Cohen, who runs the Revolution Muslim website under the name Yusuf Al-Khattab. We're not dealing with a problem of terrorism. We're dealing with a problem of scarerism. The media is trying to keep you scared, to keep you emotionally dependent on the government, so you'll do as you're told. And it's all propaganda, and it's all a hoax, and it's all to scare you into going into a new world war. It's the same dirty trick that Adolf Hitler played on the Germans. Sends his own people to attack the radio station at Gliwice, takes along a Polish prisoner, shoots him dead so the body will be found the next day. Oh, yes, that's a dead Polish person. Must have been Poland attacking our radio station. And the next day they march into Poland and the world goes into World War II. And by the way, it didn't work out all that well for the German people. So why are we following the same dirty trick with the American government when we know how it's going to end? We're going to go to the phones here. Alex in Dallas. Aloha, Alex. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes. I want to... That one guy that came on and tried to play that the race card thing. I unfortunately voted for Obama. I will not go back.
It's not
to
like
the
we had. I forgive you. It's not like we had much choice.
Yeah. Oh yeah, really. You know, I'm black, and again, I now I wish I never did even go to the polls, but if Ron Paul's not in there, I'm not even going to the polls. That's probably what they want us to do anyway. So, you know, we're not supposed to. Like, I mean, the African-American, you know, even though that is two places and, you know, I mean, one now. So then again, you know, I really don't know what my heritage is because, you know, it's been so it's been annihilated pretty much. So this, you know, I mean, this thing about hanging on to, you know, what slavery was and how it is, and you know, I want my restitution. And, you know, I don't care for that. You know, you're not supposed to sit here, and you know, the only way you're supposed to do this is that you. The only way you know where you're going is what you remember where you came from, but you don't hang on to it because that means you haven't learned from it.
That so, is one know, of the most wise things I have heard in a very long time.
You haven't learned from it, so. I'm not going to sit here and say, you know, my ancestors were in this position. Now I want to be, compensated for it. And now, you know, give Obama another chance? No, I don't think so. That is no, out of the question.
All right, Alex, I'm going to let you go because your phone call is breaking up, and I apologize for that, but you are absolutely correct. Most of the black people I know are actually quite bothered by this whole race-based issue because I know a lot of black people who, through their own talent and dedication and work, have managed to make something of their lives. And they get really tired of people looking at them and saying, oh, he's in that position because he got hired on a quota. Or he was in this position because he was given special educational benefits and the rest of it. Racism has actually backfired on a lot of the black population. And what a lot of people who are listening to politicians saying, yes, your ancestors were slaves, you should sit there until you get compensation. It's just another political ploy. And there are people who will sit there waiting for their compensation or their restitution, and they wind up not living their lives at all because they're sitting there waiting for the money to come in that some politician has told them that they're owed. And you only get one life. You really need to go out and do all that you can with it and not sit there and just say that somebody owes you something for something that happened to your ancestors, and you're just going to sit there and do nothing until it comes in. You're going to wind up sitting there and doing nothing, which a lot of politicians would prefer that you did. So you're absolutely right. And by the way, I'm also in agreement with Alex on the situation. If Ron Paul is not on the ballot, I'm not even going to bother showing up in November. In fact, at this point, I'm not going to vote anymore because it just seems to encourage the bastards. All righty, let's see. We're coming up on our last commercial break, only about 10 minutes left. Please call in and donate, 800-724-2719. We still have some I Love Sanctuary CDs left. These are autographed by Claire and myself. All to help Republic Broadcasting. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, oregacillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, herbalhealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the last segment of our show today here. And the donation number, again, 800-724-2719. We've all heard the phrase, use it or lose it. Very often it's applied in the context of if you don't exercise your body and keep your muscles in tone, that you will lose them, which is certainly true. But it also applies to our Bill of Rights. If we don't use them, if we don't take advantage of them, if we don't exercise them regularly, we're going to lose them all. It's happening already. We don't stand up to the government. We don't petition for redress of grievances. We don't get the truth out there. If we just sit in our homes and cower in fear in the hope that the government will pass us by and the evil will not come through our door, then evil will win and it will come through your door. Just ask the people who tried to be good little Germans under Hitler. They followed all the rules and they gave all their money and the lives of their children, and it was still disaster. I know we make light of all this stuff. We make jokes about it because it's such a serious subject. It can be very overwhelming at times to think about what's going on in the world. But you need to think about it right now. And you need to support the alternative media. And even if it's not Republic, I hope it is. But you got to get out there and you got to get active. Because the only way we're going to get that big money corruption out of our government, out of our society, out of our media, is for the little money to stand up and unite together. Every little bit will help. And I know a lot of you can't do the $100 for a CD, but you can do $5. You can do $10. Little grains of sand. Remember the old story about the ants, that just one grain at a time can move an entire mountain. And that's where we are right now. All right, we're almost out of time. I'm going to grab a phone call. Rick in Colorado. Aloha, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, thank you. And three little quick points. Number one, I want to thank you for coming back to Republic Radio.
Thank you.
Yeah, number two, I want to challenge everybody on your video feed to call in a $20 donation. Number three, we as the humans on the planet Earth, we need to quit looking at each other and pointing the finger at each other and look at the fungus which is destroying our planet. 3 points. That's all I got, bud. Thanks.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and thank you for that challenge out to the people on Justin TV. And again, that number is 800-724-2719. And the enemy of all mankind, you know, everyone wants to point fingers and, oh, it's Iran, it's Syria, it isn't. It's greed. It's greed, the love of money for money's sake. It is the people who cannot feel that they are rich no matter how much they have unless they see everybody else around them poor. It is the money junkies. We understand that heroin junkies and cocaine junkies and meth junkies are destructive of themselves and the society around them. We need to come to understand that money addiction is just as much a disease, and it is destroying our society because these money junkies have gotten themselves control of the banking system. It's just like having a heroin junkie in charge of your pharmacy. It's not going to end happy for anybody. And right now, the alternative media is pretty much the only media left in this country that is speaking truth to the money junkies, and we need your help to do it. We need your help to do it. So one more time, last time, 800-724-2719, 800-724-2719. Thanks to everybody who called in for a CD. We will be getting those in the mail this afternoon after the show. So thanks. Thank you, Dan, in the control room, and aloha, America.